Hello, Cleanest Line listeners. This is Steve House calling from Makalu in Nepal. And it's the 19th of May here in where I am right now, and it's probably hopefully get posted about the same time your time. I want you to know that I've been spring I went from I had that one bad night at base camp that I related last time, and then the next day I did go down to a place called Yangla Karka, Karka meaning meadow, and Yangla is just a kind of a herder's hut that's actually really low. It's about 12,000 feet, a little over 12,000 feet, which for here is very, very low. And I spent a couple kind of unpleasant nights down there, I have to say. I mean, not that my health wasn't good. My health was improving rapidly with each step downwards, but Yangla Karka is kind of a little bit of a pit. I basically camped in a yak pasture with yaks and goats everywhere, and just all the sights and sounds and smells that go along with that. And spent a couple nights down there. It was raining the whole time. Kind of confined to the tent reading. Not super fun, but I did it, and I got back up to base camp after a couple nights down there. Stayed at the base camp for a couple nights, two nights, and then today I came up to my little cache that I'm calling my ABZ, which is right about 19,500 feet, which is really just a black hole bag with some food and stove, and I don't even have a tent. I just have a tarp and a bivy sack and a sleeping bag and some miscellaneous supplies. My boots, my crampons, and tools are here. So I'm spending the night here tonight, and my plan is to go on up the normal route tomorrow, spend tomorrow night at Camp 2 on the normal route, which is at about between 21 and 22,000 feet. I'm not sure yet where it is this year. And then the next day, climb as high as I can on the normal route, which is pretty moderate. I mean, you can certainly kind of hike the whole thing. Some of it is fixed and sort of scrambling, I guess you might call it. If it wasn't all fixed ropes, I will try to not touch the fixed ropes except to move them out of my way, because they're usually, well, first of all, I don't think they're very safe, and second of all, I'm kind of against them, as some of you may know. So I will be doing that the next couple days, and I'm going to do something a little different this time. I'm going to try to carry the phone up to the top of the Makalu Law, Makalu Pass, which is often the high camp for going to the summit of Makalu from. And that's about 24,000 feet, maybe a little bit more. And I'm going to call in from there, and maybe you guys will get a little bit of a sense of what it's like at 24,000 feet if I call in directly rather than have me sort of relate it after the fact, as I so often do. So feeling really good. My lungs have been clear since the first night at Yangla Karka, and haven't been coughing, just kind of hanging out. It's a little bit boring here today, in a sense. I'm just kind of hanging out by myself. There's nobody around here at my ABC, but I should start to run into some people tomorrow, and I do know that four climbers from a large Indian Army expedition and five or six accompanying Sherpas, I'm not sure exactly, did summit Makalu today by the normal route, which is kind of cool, except the fact that the Indian Army runs a pretty heavy-handed show. They have, apparently, they're reputed to have a 40-inch flat-screen TV at their base camp for watching movies. They watch some Bollywood movie every night, and they arrived at a base camp with over 90 bottles of oxygen, which is a lot. Each bottle weighs 4 kilos, which is about 8.5 pounds. So you can do the math how many pounds of oxygen bottles that is. And I'm sure that when they went to the summit, they were using super high flow oxygen because they had so many bottles, and that they probably just discarded their bottles wherever they were when they ran out and left them laying all over the mountain, which I'm not super happy about. So hoping not to see too much of that in the next couple of days, but I'll let you know what I do see. It does kind of sort of irked me on two levels. One, the level of, you know, just sort of the litter, and those things almost never get carried off, even though they're fairly expensive. And two, you know, using supplemental oxygen at altitude is doping. I mean, there's no other way around it. It's a performance-enhancing drug of the best kind, in the sense that there's absolutely no side effects, but it increases people's performance amazingly. Well, I've never used it myself, but I've watched people use it and watched them go from barely able to crawl to sort of walking around, cracking jokes, and you know, being normal. I mean, you basically take, depending on the flow rate, you can take between 2 to 10,000 feet off of your elevation by just opening up that valve a little bit more. And you know, it's not too cool. I don't think it's any different than taking EPO or doing any other banned substance that the Olympic Committee would ban. And I think that's really unfortunate for mountaineering. But that's my little diatribe for today. So that's all I got for you. I'll call in a couple days from 24 or 25,000 feet and let you know what it feels like without oxygen to be up that high, and hopefully what it looks like as well. Hopefully it'll be clear weather. Weather's kind of in and out today, but we'll hope for the best. Okay, this is Steve House signing off from Nepal. Talk to you later. Bye.